Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you on tonight. I am so excited about tonight's show. If you want to take a couple of minutes and call a friend or a family member and tell them to tune in, the seats are filling up quickly, and you really do not want to miss this show. It's going to be so informative, some good information, really is going to be a session of did you know, because a lot of people just don't know. I know some things I found out, and I was like, wow, I didn't know that. And so I think tonight is going to be a very, very good show. It is a controversial topic that we're going to be speaking on tonight. I have a special guest that's in the studio, and this sister is just dynamic. She's been on the show before about a year ago, and she's doing a lot of great things right now with her new CD releasing, and just a lot. She has a lot on her plate that's going on, and so she will be sharing where she's at right now in life and what's going on. And again, this is just going to be an exciting show. So just get comfortable, sit back, turn up your volume. And let's get ready to just really take in all that this show tonight has for us. So without further ado, I would like to introduce special guest, Prophetess Lovely Dupree. Are you in the studio? Hold on. Let me just make sure I'm here. Well, good evening. Welcome. I'm so glad that you are here with us on tonight.
Thank you so much, Coach B. It is a blessing and an honor to be on your show.
Oh, well, it's an honor to have you on the show. And I've been going all week, and I tell you, probably about 12 o'clock today is when all of a sudden I started getting excited. I started thinking about this show, and I started thinking about the manifestation of what's going to take place in this show, according to the Holy Spirit. So I am excited. I am excited to see what the Spirit of God is going to do tonight in the show. But before we go on that, let's hear about the woman of God. What is going on with the woman of God?
Well, Coach D, I guess we should ask, what is the Lord doing with the woman of God? He is moving, and since we are in a season of Jubilee, we shouldn't be surprised, right?
Yes.
Wow. It's amazing how God works. His plans are not our plans, and definitely not our ways, because I surely wouldn't have done what's going on right now. In the midst of battling with some physical challenges, some call it arthritis, some have called it fibromyalgia, and I call it gone. That's what I call it. Anyway,
amen.
Through this, amen, glory to God. Through this, the Lord has taken what I thought was just a journal entry as I had journeyed through divorce and going through different things with my children and just life happening, and it ended up being a poem, which developed into spoken word piece, which progressed into the recording that was newly released, Diamond Glass Girl. So from Diamond Glass Girl, I've now been asked to, well, I was a guest on Healing Keys Radio with Jeffrey Moore, who owns Praise Orlando, and from that was asked to do my own show, and which I'm very excited about. I never thought I would be doing radio, but that's on the burner. And then with Diamond Glass Girl, it's developed into, or in the process of doing, a 501c3, and just developing more and more. We will be having the video that will be coming out soon, so everybody can stay tuned for that and see what God is doing. And then, wow, today, here I am.
Well, awesome. Now, Diamond Glass Girl, I know that you said it started with journaling, that then turned into a spoken word piece that's now been recorded, and have a video on the burner. Now, you spoke of a 501c. Is that, would it be the Diamond Glass Girl Foundation, or what will that ministry do? What is it geared to do?
Well, as the piece talks about the pretty much the thing that we're not the fragile glass girls that are broken into these little tiny, sharp, edgy, fragmented pieces, but that we're whole women. You know, we're diamonds with all these wonderful facets that have been carved with care by the master's lancet. So it's all about women coming together, women empowering women, having resources, having tools to assist women. You have some that are experiencing domestic violence. You have those who are battling through breast cancer. You have elderly abuse, you know, and it doesn't just touch on particular color. It's universal. So it's all about, you know, a plethora of hues and races and ethnicities, nationalities. So it may speak on the woman in Afghanistan with the burqa. It may speak on clitoral castration that the woman in Africa is experiencing. It may speak on sex trafficking, you know, the homeless situation. It may speak on addiction, whether it's drug addiction, alcohol addiction, shopping addiction, sex addictions, anything that is taking us off the course that God has planned for us. So that's pretty much in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to. I did hear a quick, you know, I believe, and I'm going to ask you to let the audience know where they could go and purchase that CD. I did hear when you go onto that site, you get a chance to get a, you know, hear a few seconds of it. So I'm going to have to go back and purchase the CD so that I can really listen to it. Where can, if someone was interested in that CD, where can they go to purchase that CD?
Okay, it's actually a single. It will be later developed into a CD that will not only have poetry that addresses different issues, different life events, but it will also have some singing on it as well. But for right now, it's a single. It's called Diamond Glass Girl, and it can be downloaded for $1.99 on cdbaby.com/lovely, and that's LOVE, capital LEIGH, all one word.
Okay, so that's cdbaby.com/lovely. And just in case the listening audience didn't hear it, lovely is spelled uniquely, and that's LOVE, capital LEIGH. So I will be mentioning that again in the show. So now, we're going to get into something because you have a call on your life, and I've had the experience. I've had the chance to. God has used you to minister to me on occasion, and so you have the call of a prophet, and so we're going to talk more about that on tonight, and that's a big part of our show on tonight, and that was confirmed by us both. That is really something that people don't talk about often. You don't hear a lot about it. There is a lot of, you hear a lot of people proclaiming. But what we was going to get into tonight is because we also know that with the prophets of God, that you have psychics in the world. And so a lot of people don't really know what the difference are between the two. Furthermore, after me doing a little research, I find that there's websites after websites that's trying to convince people that they're one and the same. And so I want to talk about that on tonight. The question that's provoked on tonight is, prophet versus psychic, is there really a difference?
Coach D?
So, yes, I'm here. So okay. That's the question. Is there really a difference?
You want me to answer that now?
Yes.
yes, and yes. There is definitely a difference. I believe that the enemy uses this very gift or subject matter to derail and to deter the saints, the people of God, from knowing what the difference is. And it's such a, it can be such a thin line between the two that people can be fooled. For me, I grew up traditional Baptist. So we, back in those days, we didn't know anything about prophets. We were told, oh, that ended with, you know, the apostles, the disciples, and the Bible times, and it's not for today. And so for me, I just knew that from the time I can remember, age 3, 4 maybe, dreaming dreams, and it would happen. Whether it was someone dying or someone getting married, having a baby, sometimes I would dream dreams, and upon awakening, it would begin to play out, scene for scene, verbatim. And I think because I was so young, I thought that this happened with everyone. Like, not everyone dreamed in animation. Sometimes I do in animation. I thought everyone dreamed in Technicolor. You know, that's just what I thought. I thought it was a little weird, a little strange, but I didn't really know and understand. And what happened is, and I grew up in a Christian home. My mom was a divorcee, but again, our home was a Christian home. My grandmother had a hand in raising my sister and I, and so we, that's the way that I got saved, going to church with my grandma. And what happened is I started getting involved in astrology, and it was my mom, I guess, had bought some kind of pendant or something with her astrological symbol, and then gave my sister and I each one for Christmas. And so for me, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it all the way. So I just started reading up on it, and I knew what the where the moon was and what the rising sign was and all of this other jazz, and started getting dream books. And next thing you know, I'm getting eight balls and questions and just becoming intrigued. And that's how the enemy works. He wants to take the prophetic gift, and he wants to taint it and pervert it and use it for his kingdom. And so, you know, dabbling in all of this stuff, eventually getting tarot cards, even had a little pendulum you swing back and forth, had my leaves, what is it, tea leaves that they read, and you know, a hand, a palm reader, all of that stuff. But that opened the door for the enemy to run rampant in my life. And so I had to get deliverance, major healing, and have that door closed. But I'm saying all that to say that, you know, the enemy knew that the Lord had this call on my life, and so he wanted to use me for his kingdom. And so now I guess that's why I have such a sensitivity with things in the spirit. And I don't play. I don't mess around with it. I don't even do those fortune cookies because, you know, some would say, oh, it's just in fun, or oh, it's not for real. And to me, it's tainting the dark side, because psychics are all about fortune telling, and it's for their profit. Profit for their profit, IT. Prophets are, you know, sent by the Lord to tell foretelling, you know, forthcoming events, to exhort, to encourage, and not for personal gain or profit. So it's such a narrow thing there, because people do get swayed. You know, there are all these different chain letters and different things going on Facebook, and it'll have God's name in it, and oh, and if you send this to 9 people in 4 minutes, then you're going to get, you know, money tomorrow. And no, we just, that's not how we do it. And all it is it's just going to open the door for major problems. So for me now, even if I walk into a store that maybe they're selling candles or different products, and I can tell that it's of the occult, because I will immediately feel sick. I'll feel nauseous, and I have to leave right away. So it's not a picnic. It's not, this isn't fun and games. This is real.
I'm going to butt in real quick before we go further, because this is just really good information. because you said something, and that's why I'm stopping you right here, because I want to kind of focus on what you said just a moment ago, because that has always been an irritant for me. And I said, gosh, Lord, I need, you know, and I've done things on my social media to address it on different occasions. But you said something, and people don't realize that. There are a lot of memes, that's what they call them, memes, that they're posting on Facebook and any other, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all these social media sites that, like you said, saying, hey, you know, if you believe you're gonna get $1,000 tomorrow, type amen and send it to 10 people. Like you said, chain letters. And it's so unfortunate because people are getting sucked into that because people are just not paying attention, I think. You know, they're not paying attention. I've seen some things that said some pretty good things, you know, that was positive, encouraging. And then you get towards the bottom and it says, if you don't send this, you know, something terrible is going to happen. So I like the fact that you brought that up, and I hope the listening audience that's listening is paying attention to that, because I think that we all have at least seen that go across, whether we participated or not. We've seen that go across our social media pages, and like you said, it's really a form of witchcraft.
Yes, it is. You are so right, Coach D.
So I just wanted to kind of bring that up, but let's continue. This is some good stuff, but I wanted to focus on that so that the listening audience, because a lot of people are on social media, and I think a lot of people pass those things on to their family and their friends, and they don't think about it. I get them in my inbox all the time, and I don't respond to them, but it's a little disheartening to get those things from believers. You're getting them from believers, people that say that they believe, you know, they're believers and they believe in Jesus Christ, and then you get this chain letter, and it's disheartening. So I'm done with the chain letter thing.
I've lost several friends on Facebook because I would get those, and like you said at the end, and if you don't do this, you're going to have bad luck or whatever, and I'm like, first of all, there is no such thing as luck, as my grandmother would say. Luck is in the Lord. And second of all, I would start rebuking it, and I would tell the person, I just rebuke this in the name of Jesus. I don't receive it. And please do not send me any more of these. And that would be the end of that, Coach B.
Yeah, you have to, you know. People don't know. And so you were talking about about the Facebook things, and then you were getting ready to go into, and I hope I didn't distract where you were getting ready to go, but I just really wanted to make sure that I highlighted, you know, these chain letters that's going forth on the social media.
Amen.
Amen. So as you were saying, one of the ways that we could tell that the difference between a prophet, which is sent by God to give a word from God, and the difference is with psychics, they're normally doing it for profitability. So that's
and
one way. Is there other? I'm sorry.
Well, yes, because the revelation comes from the Lord, and a true prophet knows that. And when a prophet speaks into your life, it should be a confirmation of what God has already told you, or what's been in your spirit, or, you know, and even out of the mouth of three witnesses. And with a psychic, they have no clue of where it came from. You know, they just know, oh, wow, I hear this, and yes, it's spiritual, but is it of Holy Spirit? Is it of God?
Mm.
Not usually. And then I want to also touch on, but I don't want to jump ahead of you, so perhaps a little later we can touch on, excuse me, when you have prophets who are they charging? Are they charging for this service, so to speak, or for this word? I've even had people who have said to me, somebody approached me and asked, why don't you do one of those 1-900 numbers? And I'm like, this isn't the psychic network. Why on earth would I do that? They're like, well, you're always praying and prophesying over people, and a man is worthy of his wages, a woman is worthy of her wages, her earnings, and all of that. So that's a whole other story right there.
Well, let's go there, because there are, you know, I know I have family members that watch a lot of these television evangelists.
Yes.
Exactly. That's selling rags and oil and, you know, and just so many different things, you know, and people are buying this stuff. They're watching these shows, you know, and they're really searching and seeking God, but they're watching shows and they just haven't learned, and they're buying this stuff. What's your take on that?
Well, for me, and especially as an artist, someone who works in the entertainment industry, and that also, you have people who will ask me, okay, so that's, you know, well, what's your business, or, well, what's your ministry? And I always say my ministry is my business, and my business is my ministry. So it's who I am. So it's what is put into whatever it is. Now, we do have a separation, so to speak, when it comes to the exchange of money. So if I'm called to minister at a ministry, whether it's a church or I'm a part of Reclaim Queens and Blue Jeans that Benita Burleson is the president of, if it's something like that, then I'm ministering, I'm doing God's work, and I don't charge to do God's work. Now, if someone wants to bless you with an honorarium or whatever, that's on them. But I don't go and say, okay, well, I'm going to charge this amount to come and minister. No. Now, on the artist side of it, for instance, I was asked to do an event and do some spoken word, that sort of thing. So if I'm doing drama, spoken word, dance, or whatever it may be, and it's in a venue or it's for a for-profit situation and they're charging for it, then I have to be compensated for that. So
right.
That's where I would separate it. As far as, you know, these, and I like the way you put it, because a lot of times that's what it is, rags, you know. Oh, here's this prayer cloth. It's a little piece of a sheet of something, and you're telling people that they can get it for their donation of $20 or more. I just don't agree with that. I don't. I'm not here to judge anyone. The word does say you judge the sin, not the sinner, and we're all sinners. But I have enough on my plate. And to have to go to God to repent for something in addition to what I already have, and I know better, when you know better, like my mom would say, you do better. And that's not something that you do. God, if you are trusting God with everything, then you trust him to take care of you. You trust him to provide. So purchasing prayer cloths, purchasing a prophetic word, so to speak, I don't get involved in that sort of thing. And I'm not going to manufacture anything. I don't want to be proper lying. You know, I just don't want to be in trouble with God on any of that. And so there's also a balance, because you find people that will pimp the gift, that will constantly call you, constantly pull. You know, I have a relative who would actually call and say, you know, hey, I need a word from God. I have my pen and paper. Come on. And I'm like, Auntie, I'm sorry, but this isn't the psychic hotline. You don't just conjure up or order up a prophecy. It doesn't work like that. And all due respect, there's a word for you in your Bible, straight from the kingdom, straight from God. So there has to be a balance with that as well, that we don't get caught up in. And for me, who used to be such a people pleaser, I want everybody to be happy. Is everybody okay? Kissy, kissy, hug, hug. We have to watch, because when you have a mercy gift or a grace gift as well, and you want people to be happy or you want people to like you, then you want to be there for them. And the Lord had to sit me down and say, you know what, you're not the Messiah. So now I tell people that, you know, I'm not the Savior, I'm not the Messiah, I'm a cracked vessel with my own challenges. And that's the other thing. People think that if you're a prophet and you see things, that you know everything. We know in part. We prophesy in part, although God says he will show his prophets the mysteries. But there has to be a balance. It can't be tempt the gift. You know, you can't allow that. You just can't.
Mm. Well, you know, it's great that you said that, because a scripture came up to mind that I think is very fitting in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take just a moment and read that and hope, you know, because a lot of people are saying, okay, they're listening to, okay, we're listening to this lady, and she says she's a prophet, and, you know, and she's, you know, speaking about the psychic, you know, that's not, you know, of God. You get people to saying that, you know, because, as you said, I've heard a psychic actually say, or was a psychic, said that they didn't have no clue that what they were doing wasn't God, because they, you know, because when they would see certain things manifest, what they thought were signs and wonders, that they didn't have no clue. And then you said it. They weren't calling it the Holy Spirit. They were calling it the Spirit. And when it came, the revelation came to them that, wow, what I'm doing is so far off track from the Word of God, and I'm possessed, in essence. That scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through, is actually verses 9 through 12. And I'm just going to read it real quick, because it's good to know, because we as believers, first of all, we are supposed to be studying to show ourselves approved, but also we're going to come up against certain situations where people believe their truths. And just because it's their truth doesn't mean it is the truth. And so when people believe their truth and you're getting into a discussion, which should never be a debate, it should never be a debate, but when you get into a discussion, know the word. Don't just say, oh, that's just wrong. Oh, that's just wrong. Because people have been hearing that for centuries. Oh, that's just wrong. But nobody's willing to tell them, why is it wrong? You know, why is it wrong? How can I tell it's wrong? And you know, you get some good pointers. You know, these people are telling you something, and they're looking for a profitable gain from it. You better question it. If it's not directly linked to the Word of God, you better question it. If people are having a hard time, as us as being believers, if people are having a hard time acknowledging God, acknowledging Jesus, acknowledging the Holy Spirit, because us as believers, we believe in the Trinity. So if people are having a hard time even acknowledging that, you might want to run, or you might want to turn the other way. But in this scripture, it says, yes. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'm going to do verses 9 through 12, and it says, verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, and signs and lying wonders. 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie. I'm going to read 11 again, because, see, if people say, oh, that was, God wouldn't do that. It says, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
Amen.
Amen. So, again, wow. That was 2 Thessalonians chapters 2, verses 9 through 12, and I think that's it. That kind of summed up a lot what you were saying in reference to people really just not wanting to believe the truth of the matter. For those who are just starting to tune in, tonight we have the wonderful prophetess Lovely Dupree in the house. She has shared with us some of her projects that she has on the table that she is working on. She has just released a single. It is a spoken word piece called Diamond Glass Girl, and you can catch that on cdbaby.com /lovely, and that's spelled capital L-O-V-E, capital L-E-I-G-H. You might want to check that out, download it, support her on this mission that she's on with the CD, and she also has a video that's in the burner right now that's going to manifest that goes along with this single that I keep saying CD. See, that shows I'm old-fashioned. Thank goodness I'm not saying 8-track. That really shows my age, but I keep saying a CD, but it's a single, but still it's on a CD, you know. So, and we see, I'm speaking those things that are not as if they are. I keep saying CD, so Amen. We know that the CD is coming forth soon. And we've been on the topic on tonight of prophet versus psychic. And, man, this has been some rich discussion on tonight about the difference between a prophet and a discussion. A prophet and a psychic. It has really been rich dialogue. We also have some supporting scriptures, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. Check it out. It tells a story.
Oh, yes, Coach D?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Also, Daniel, remember the story of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar? So they can always look at Daniel chapter 2 as well. So sorry to interrupt. Oh. I wanted to just interject that. And then I have a question when we shift for you, a little story and then a question. And maybe for some of the listeners, they may have some answers.
Okay, perfect. Shoot the question.
Okay. So I'm going to tell the little story first. And, okay, here we go. So at one point I lived in Georgia. So during the time that we were working on the transition, I went to Georgia and stayed with a friend who I had been in a play with, and she invited me to her church. So we go to her church, and this is years ago when I was still running from the calling. So we're in the church. I had just taken this spiritual giftings test, though. So while we're there, her pastor, she begins to ask, you know, do people know what their spiritual gifts are? And if so, raise your hand. You know, so somebody raised their hand and did healing. Someone said hospitality. You know, everybody's standing there. And I raised my hand, and she asked me, I said prophecy and exhortation. And she said, okay. So after a while, the pastor said, okay, let's see, the one who has the gift of healing, come forward. I'm going to have you pray for this person, and they're going to be healed. And I sat in my chair, and I'm thinking, OMG, what am I going to do if she calls on me? And he says, and you, young lady, you, I want you to come down here, and I want you to prophesy to the church. Now, it was so funny because my friend who invited me, it was, of course, my first time coming to the church, but she said, we're so excited. We just got a brand new building, and it's nice and roomy and all that. And I'm like, okay, yay. And it was a really nice building. But when the pastor called me to come down, and she's like, and I'm looking at her shivering in my boots. And she said, no, if you have the gift of prophecy, you can prophesy. And I'm thinking, I don't want to say to the pastor, you can't just order up a prophecy. Lord, what do I do? You need to help me out here, Lord. So as I'm walking as slowly as I can, and I'm walking down the aisle, and I hear the Lord say, tell them, don't get too comfortable, that I want to move them from this building. And I'm thinking, that can't be the Lord. They just got here. It's a beautiful building. Lord, are you sure? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I get down to the front. He's like, okay, now go ahead and prophesy. And all I could say was what the Lord told me. So I told them, people are clapping, jumping up and down, the pastor. I'm looking, said he nuts here? What's going on? And she told me that two nights prior to that, there was a male prophet that had come and prophesied the same thing. But the thing is, the night before he came, she had a dream, and the Lord spoke to her in the dream. And so actually what happened was, almost 3 months later, they moved again. So my thing is, like, my question would be to you is, do you think that was biblical for her to do that?
mean, I don't think that's of the norm, but what are your thoughts? What is your take on that?
Of course, God, you know, that's the amazing thing about God. He's God and he's God alone, and he can do whatever he want to do. Now, for me, the flesh part of me would probably say that seemed to be kind of out of, you know, but he showed up. I mean, he showed up and he gave birth. But my first mind, and I got to say, my first mind was being like, ooh, this is not in order. But the one that he showed up, and how you know he showed up is because it was confirmation. It takes me to another part about prophecy. You know, and one of the things that I've always stand firm on is that when somebody prophesies into my life, they cannot prophesy anything into my life that I don't already know. And what I mean by that is that generally when I get the word from someone, you know, the prophetess, is bearing witness with my spirit. It's already confirming some things that maybe that God has already spoken to me, but maybe I didn't have a clarity of what was spoken. I may have gotten bits and pieces, you know. But he confirms through his people. He confirms through the word of his word, through prayer, through his word and through people. And so I always tell people when people are speaking into your life, be careful. You want to be careful about just letting everybody speak into your life, because like you said, one of the things is that when people want to see you perform, see, a lot of people want to see prophets perform, and that's not a performance. And people want to see it. I know they do, because I can think of going to conferences and you knew a particular prophet was going to be at that conference, and you spend the whole time, instead of really getting into the praise and getting into the worship and really just surrendering to God, you spend the whole time, "Ooh, Lord, I hope they have a word for me. Have a word for me. Ooh, I'm over here." You know, you didn't just, you know, you praying harder, got the hands swinging in the air. You're crying, you're slobbering, because you want them to see, "Oh, I'm deep. Come over here. I need a word, or lay hands on me," you know. So people, I think oftentimes people want to see the performance. And I don't know, you know, with that lady calling you up, I think God showing up was more for you than it probably will, even though it confirmed some things that they were getting ready to do. But I think it might have been more showing up for you than it was showing up for the church, if that makes
Amen.
Any sense.
It does, Coach D. Thank you.
Yeah. So he was being, so God was faithful to you in the call of you, knowing that had to be, you know, his child, that you were nervous and you were scared. This was unusual. They're calling you up. You've been putting in the limelight. And when you said that, it reminded me, and somebody out there might know, I don't know off the top of my head, and maybe you know, about, like you said, about the scriptures where some psychics, basically, and they were kind of in competition with, and they did all these signs and wonders, and the man of God did the signs and wonders. And do you know the story I'm talking about? If anybody knows the story I'm speaking of, it's in the Old Testament. And if you know that story, please dial 1 on your dial pad, because I can't think of what book that's in, but they were basically, you know, they had made fire come and did some things that was, quote, miraculous, unquote. And basically the whole thing in the story, the moral of the story was is that the things they had did some things, but they weren't of God, and it didn't, the final end, they didn't win over, they didn't manifest, and the man of God, God showed up for the man of God and to show that he was God and God alone. So I'm going to have to find that at some point during this call, but we are, God, this time has went really quickly, and so maybe I should give the callers a chance. If anyone that's listening in, if you have any questions or you have any comments on tonight's topic, which has been very rich, it's been very, very rich, because how many of us, this is another thing we're going to go into, how many of us, I mean, I've been guilty. I'm not, you know, I can't say that I'm a fanatic for zodiacs. I don't get a daily zodiac that tells, you know, that I read and tell me not to go outside, or today's not your lucky day, or your lucky number is 7, or, you know, go play, you know, tomorrow you're going to get married. I don't believe in all that stuff. However, and maybe you could let me know, I do believe that there are people born in certain months that have certain characteristics that are the same. And, I mean, I could call them out. Is that, I mean, and so tell me with that, because I do believe there are certain characteristics. So, but I really don't necessarily believe in zodiac signs, but still, what's your take on that?
Hello? Are you asking the audience?
No, I'm addressing you, woman of God. I want to know what your take, you know, because you've had the experience with all of that. So what's your take on that?
Well, that's a really, really good question. And I would say that, like anything else, that the genuine Satan always comes along with his little counterfeit. And, you know, it's just like the rainbow. We know the rainbow is God's covenant promise to his people. But now it's a symbol that the gay and lesbian community use as their symbol. So I feel that way, too. God created the stars. And if you look into astronomy, you will see where the stars align, and you will find Capricorn, and you will find those different things. Marilyn Hickey wrote a book, and I think it's out of print now, but, you know, perhaps somebody can find it online. But she wrote a book, and it's called Signs in the Heavens, and it's a very good book that talks about all of this sort of thing. And I do believe it. It's just like having people that are in the same family, you know, even though we know that our DNA, we have new DNA, we have God's DNA, but there still are certain characteristics. Like I look like my dad, or I have eyes like, you know, or teeth like him, or whatever. And so I do believe that there are people that do have similarities and all of that are born, that happen to be born in the same month. And, you know, even, and that's why we do, we separate the genuine from the counterfeit, just like we do with this prophet versus psychic, just like with numbers. You know, there are numbers in the Bible, numbers that are of significance. For me, 22s and 322s, three twos have been following me for years, and 22 has an awesome meaning in the Hebrew and in the Bible. And if you look at, you know, David fighting the battle and winning over these 22,000 Philistines, so there are there is definitely meaning. It's just like I was born at 5:55 in the morning. That 5 is the number of grace. I know for a fact that I have triple grace, if not more, on my life because of the Lord. So I do believe that there is some legitimacy to it. I just, once again, say, you know, we make sure that we're not veering on over into the dark side of it. You know, it's just like with herbal things. You know, you have people that say, oh, no, you don't want to be using those potions and this. Well, God made herbs for us to consume, you know, and essential oils. So it all depends on what is it that you're doing with the information. Why are you using the information? Again,
what's the
like
spirit?
What
is the
game?
Spirit behind it? Yes.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We do have some callers. I'm sorry. We do have some callers, so I'm going to caller area code 310 last 4 1674. Welcome to Processing the Pain. Caller area code 310.
Coach D?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Good evening, Coach D.
Yes, we can hear you.
I am. Okay, awesome. I am just really enjoying this word tonight. Thank you so much. As usual, on point. But I did, you asked about a story, and And I wanted to give you the verse. First,
oh, okay,
it's First Kings 10, and it tells that story of talking about the sacrifice that was laid down, and God came down as fire, and just consumed the whole sacrifice, and including the water. So I think that's the story you were
and you
referring
said first
to.
King,
yeah,
chapter 18. Perfect. Thank you for
okay.
that, Paula. I really
oh,
appreciate
you're,
that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, because we were on the same page. I was thinking the same thing as Prophetess was speaking, and it just, that's just, again, how he confirms his, you know, he confirms everything, so.
Yeah.
Amen.
I could see the story, but I couldn't think of where it was at.
Yeah.
So I thank you for that. I'm gonna have to take some of my personal time and reread that story again, because it really does relate to what we're speaking on tonight.
Yes, it does.
So
me
too.
And thank you for
thank
your support
you.
Tonight.
Oh, absolutely. God
okay.
bless
oh,
you.
Oh, wait.
Yes, ma'am.
Caller, what's your name, please?
This is Jacqueline.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're welcome.
It. I'm going to be
yes.
looking, too.
Yes. All right. God bless you both.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have another caller, area code 253, last 4-0-1-4-4. Welcome to Processing the Pain.
Yes, good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And, hello. And you got talking some real powerful stuff tonight. And I really appreciate it, and thank you for having me on your station. My name
is
Robert.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Wow. I don't know. It's a lot to digest what you ladies have been speaking on tonight. And the enemy's a liar. You know, the enemy's a liar. You know, back in the days, I used to be into witchcraft. I used to play with the Ouija boards and things. And I used to walk into those strange places like a lovely shed. And I felt my spirit was at ease. You know, but see, that's when the time Alan was working with us back then when we were small. And he always had his protection and angel arms around us, you know. And I just really, both of you ladies said some real powerful stuff. Still taking time to digest right now. And because we're wrestling out against flesh and blood out here.
Amen.
Exactly.
We wrestle against these principalities and wicked spirits that reside in high places. And people don't understand that, you know. And we have to humble ourselves to our Father, you know. But anyway, I just want to make sure I tuned in and let you ladies know that I'm listening real with ears wide open. You know, I'm going through health problems and certain things. And Mrs. Dupree takes her time out with me. She's real and prays with me. We've been battling in the spirit together, you know. And I just want to thank her, and I want to thank you, thank everybody, you know, all my sisters in Christ, you know.
Because
we're coming down to crunch time, ladies. The battle is real, and we're coming to crunch time, and we have to beware. And we have to beware of what we do, what we listen to, and how we act.
Mm.
Anyway, I just want to say thank you, ladies. And you know, my favorite chapter is Psalms 91. You know, we have to stay up under the shadow of the Most High.
Yes.
Amen.
We must abide under the shadow of the Most High. Because you know what? 1,000 shall fall thy side and 10,000 thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. So, well, God bless you, ladies, and thank you for having me.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in on tonight.
Thank you so much. This is a beautiful
program. I'll be tuning in again.
Thank you.
Right,
appreciate
it. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. You're welcome. And may I say something really quickly, please, Coach D?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I know that's you, Robert, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I see a vision of you, like, standing. Hey, Coach, send it to your book. I see you standing on, like, by the edge of what looks like a huge pond. It's a huge pond, and it's like you're standing right there at the edge, and, like, you're almost going to fall in. It's kind of sort of like, and you're barefoot, and it's kind of like, you know how when people want to test the water of a swimming pool to see exactly how cold it is, and someone is just ease their bodies in, and they always say, as a swimmer, they would say, come on, let me just dive in. You know, that way you just, you don't feel the cold for a long time. It's just quick, and then you acclimate, your body acclimates to it. And the Lord would say to you that you need to just go on and dive in. You need to dive in, and you need to trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it yourself, it's crunch time. It's down to the wire. And so you need to do this, knowing that Holy Spirit will envelop you and under His protective wing of love, just like you said, Psalm 91. So it's time to do it, Robert.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. You're welcome. God bless you and have a good night.
God bless you, ladies. Love you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you. Wow, well, tonight has just really, we have another caller. And the callers, I'm going to ask really quickly, those who have already spoken, if you'll dial 1 again on your dial pad, that'll take you out the queue. That way we'll know that we have already spoken with you. Again, just dial 1 again on your dial pad, and that'll take you out the queue. Caller, area code 925, last 4. 5167. Welcome to Processing the Pain.
Hi, how are you? This is Loretta. I just wanted to say hi. Tonight's show was really enlightening. I think it was much needed that people need to know, especially about prophets and mediums. We're living in the last and evil days, and there are so many people falling away from the church and so many false prophets out in the world. So I'm just grateful to God for using you to get the distinction tonight. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Well, thank you, Loretta.
Appreciate it. Okay, well, woman of God, this show just went so quick, and I'm going to beckon onto the audience one more time because we are towards the end. It's just been rich with a lot of great nuggets, because I know we all probably have experienced at least one thing of what's been discussed on tonight. And like you said, your mom said, when you know better, you do better. And so we know better on tonight. We know that we should not be participating in any chain, you know, social media chain letters or sending out any. Be careful what you're sending out because, again, it's subtle. You know, the enemy is subtle with what he's doing. The transitioning is taking place. We see it. And oftentimes we don't see it until it hits. You know, given just examples of things that we know is not of the will of God and through his word. And so, you know, there's things, there's legislations and laws that have passed, what was it, last year. And people think that didn't just happen. That's been years and decades in the making. It's been subtle. And so we see things subtly. You know, like you said, it could be as subtle as opening up a fortune cookie. You know, we better be aware of what's around us. It's so funny because today, you know, even going to nail shops, I have one nail shop that I go to all the time. I've been going to for the last 10 years since my son was a baby, and I go there all the time. But there's times where I can't get there, and I might go somewhere else. And I find myself going in these nail shops and looking around.
and seeing what's in there. Because some of them have shrines to this, and they got oranges and incense and all this different stuff. And see, what happens is we could go unconscious and walk into these things. And I know somebody said, oh, Coach, it ain't that serious. It's that serious. Because we could go and walk into these things unconsciously, not being aware of our surroundings. All of a sudden, we leave out of here, we go home, and we irritable, we hot, we mad, we angry, we don't know why. We tired, we don't even want to live no more. We don't know why, but we don't know what kind of hitchhiking spirits we done picked up when we go into these places. And so it's very important that we stay conscious, that we stay prayerful, you know, pray without ceasing, that we be aware of what's around us, because people are operating, everybody ain't operating in the same, in the Holy Spirit. People are operating in some spirits, but not the Holy Spirit. So we have to be conscious. The gentleman said, we're in the crunch time. We are in the crunch time. And this is not super, super spiritual or super religious. This is not what I'm speaking. I'm saying we have to be conscious. We have to be aware of what we're giving our attention to. Because whatever we give our attention to, that spirit will come and live inside of us. You know, and so it's important that we stay conscious and be aware, even with people, you know, we go get massages or we go get our hair done. You know, I find myself just praying in the spirit when I go places, especially that's not familiar to me.
Amen.
Because I'm praying in the spirit because I don't know, you know, what somebody else's life is like or what they're going through. You know, I just find myself praying, you know, just covering myself under the blood. You know, even when you go out to eat, you don't know what you're getting. You really don't know what you're getting. There's no way for you to know if the person in the kitchen is infected with whatever, or if they just have a sinister spirit that they want to spit or do anything. You don't know that. And guess what? There's no way we're going to know it all. But that's what prayer is for. That's why you say, you know, grace over your food. That's why you're praying, because for the protection of those things, those unseen things that we don't know. So just thought I would share that. And as we come into a close of the show, I just want to one more time before I ask the woman of God to take us out of here in prayer, I just want to give the listening audience one more opportunity. If you are listening in on tonight's program and it has been a blessing to you, if you are listening in on tonight's program and you have any questions or comments, we don't have to know your name. You don't have to say your name if you don't choose to. But let's just say you have a question about something. Maybe it's something that you've been participating in, or maybe it's something that you, or somebody that you know is participating in, and you want to know, you know, you're questioning if it's of God, or you're questioning how do you help somebody get out of witchcraft? You know, how do you help somebody? And when we think of witchcraft, a lot of us want to think, you know, we think of the, you know, we get this perception or this vision that witchcraft is, you know, a doctor with a bone through his nose or some woman walking around with beads or something. Those could be that, but witchcraft could be as subtle as words spoken against someone. You know, that could be witchcraft. I mean, in the Bible, it speaks about Jezebel. She wasn't no witch, not the witch that we would perceive with our eyes, but she was evil, and she did a lot of things, and that would sum up to be witchcraft. So I'm just saying, if you're questioning, if you even question something that you're doing or somebody's doing that's even causing you to question, and you're uncertain, you could feel free to dial one on your dial pad. See if there's something that we can answer or help you with. If you don't feel comfortable speaking out, you can always feel free to email me. And my email address is coachd@mycoachd.net. Again, that's coachd@mycoachd.net. You can always feel free to email me. If I don't have the answer, I will get you the answer. This is something that is going on. Woman of God, I just want to ask another question really quick before we close out.
because there's somebody out there, there's people out there that's listening in, and there's people that may listen to the archive that's dealing with witchcraft in their lives. They're dealing with witchcraft, and they don't even know it. They're pondering around. There are women and men out there that believe in God, and I'm going to speak this, that's believing God for a husband. I'm going to speak to the women right now that's believing God for a husband. And you've gotten so twisted in this prosperity thing, you know, the name it, claim it, say it, receive it, and all this other stuff, that you are on the edge of, you are on the verge of witchcraft because you have gotten so consumed with what you want. You have gotten so consumed with what you want that you're finding yourself writing a person's name down. You're finding yourself praying over a person's name, believing that that's your husband, and you believing you got to go through all these rituals for that to manifest. That's not God.
You better preach, Coach.
That's not God. So I'm telling you, somebody out there is going through that. Why did that drop in my spirit? I don't know. It just dropped in my spirit. And I'm telling you, if you're going through that, this is not condemnation. I'm not saying this to condemn you. I'm saying it because you didn't know. You didn't know. You were doing it because you didn't know. But now you know. You're hearing my voice. You know now. And because you know now, cease. Cease and go see God. Go repent and go see God and ask and you could, it ain't nothing wrong with believing God for a mate. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going through some rituals, then it's not God. And I'm asking you today to go ahead and just go before the throne of grace and repent, because now you know. And if you need prayer on tonight, again, we are available for that. We are getting ready to end the show. So once we end the show, then you would have to hit us up on our Facebook page or Twitter, Instagram, or either, again, like I said, you can always email me at CoachD@mycoachd.net, and I'll definitely get back with you. It is our desire here on Processing the Pain, as well as the MCD Network, to see people whole, to see people delivered, to see people set free, to see people walking in their birthrights, to see people seeking after the things of truth. And our truth as believers, our truth is the Word, the living Word, the Word of God. And I would encourage people as well, when you're reading the Word of God, it's okay to do word study. It's okay to Google. Got everything. It used to be a time where we didn't have Google, so we didn't know the Greek and the Hebrew, where you had to go get books and figure out which books. You don't have to do that. Now you got Google. If you want to know what the original language was, what the original Hebrew was, what the original Greek was in reference to a word, what you'll start finding out is that when the word got translated, there was a little bit lost in the translation. And it'll help you begin to see what was really meant by the word. I did a search tonight on healing, the word healing, and I come to find out, I went and found out the Greek word. Well, there's three Greek words for healing, and each Greek word for healing means something different. One is salvation, that kind of healing, and the other one is miraculous healing, and then the other one is healing like through various things, you know, doctors and different things. And I thought, wow. So we need to know. Be willing to study. Be willing to search. Be willing to find out. You know, do a word search. You know, you might do a word search in Webster's. Don't just rely on Webster's definition. Go a little further, especially as it pertains to the Bible. Go see what the Hebrew and the Greek word was for that word. Because when you find out that and you get to a point where you want to do that, oh, my gosh, it just takes you to a whole different level. Because now when you read that scripture, you know what the real meaning of that scripture was, what it was meant to say. And when you get a better perception. And, you know, once you get a better perception, you know, we could do what we could, you know, we could then begin to do what we're, you know, what we're reading, we could begin to see it. We could begin to get a rhema word on it and understand it better and be able to walk it out. So anyway, woman of God, if you will, honor us. We are at the close of our show. I was trying to give the listening audience another chance to ask questions or dial one on their dial pad. And so if we don't have any more questions, then if you could take us out in prayer, or if you have any final words you would like to say, please do.
Yes, Coach D, I just want to commend you for an amazing show. And when I say an amazing show, I'm not just speaking of today's show, but all of the shows that you do, it's so rich and they're just so enlightening and educational and anointed. And I'm very thankful for this venue, and as I'm sure a lot of people are, because you definitely encourage us to process through the pain. And even in today's show, you know, it's I know that it's helped me and it's helped others to say, hey, look, you know, what am I doing? Like you said, are we studying the word to show ourselves approved? Do we know the true meaning of what salvation is, or, you know, or what? Do we know the parameters and the guidelines or the boundaries for making sure we don't tip over into the occult? And you've just brought up so different things that, wow, I'm just going to be resonating. I mean, I'm going to be marinating it, processing, as Robert said, through the night. So I want to thank you. And for this opportunity to be blessed by your show and to be a guest, thank you so much. And I love you, girl.
Well, I love you, too. You know, as you were speaking, I got to be obedient. And I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit. I want to lift my sister up because you're a mighty woman of God. And we know that, you know, we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we know a lot of times with the men and women of God, the one thing that he comes and attacks us in is in our body. And right now, as I be, I'm going to pray for you, because right now, that the spirit of inflammation is running rampant.
Whoa.
The spirit of inflammation is running rampant in the body, and it's affecting people. It's affecting, it's trying to affect, it's trying to attach itself to people. And, you know, you see it in people's knees and their ankles and their legs and their hips and their backs. And I struggle with what you spoke of. I don't even like to say the word because I try not to give it light, even though there are mornings where I can't get up. And so right now I just, we speak to the spirit, and it's all inflammation. And inflammation a lot of times has to do with what we're eating, what we've been exposed to in our bodies. And so right now I want to speak to the spirit of inflammation. Inflammation, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We cast you out at your very root cause. You have no longer have residence in the bodies of those who are serving God, that are operating in the spirit of God, that's walking in their predestined path. The steps have been ordered. So we bind you, inflammation. Right now you are exposed, and we pray that you will continue to be exposed. Those areas in our lives that's feeding you, those areas in our lives that's continuing to cater to you, those areas in our lives that's making it comfortable for you to stay around, those areas will begin to be exposed. And when those areas are exposed, inflammation, you are gone. You no longer have residence in our bodies. We speak to every cell, every atom, every neutron, proton, and electron. Call them in the name of Jesus to perform according to their purpose. And we bind the spirit of inflammation right now. We bind that the spirit of inflammation that has set in the knees of people. We bind the spirit of inflammation that has set in the shoulders, in the neck, in the hips, in the
ankles of people right now in the name of Jesus, and we call forth the spirit of healing. We are speaking the word over you, inflammation, on tonight. And the word of God tells us that he has sent his word to heal us, to heal their disease, that he sent his word to heal us, and that we are healed by his stripes. So we speak those words over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you no longer exist, that you no longer exist. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my sister, for that prayer.
I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And we thank you, listening audience, for listening in on tonight's show. We pray that you have been blessed, that you have been empowered, that you have been encouraged, and that you have been educated, that you could go forth and walk in integrity as it pertains to the things of God. We thank you again for your support of the MCD Network, and we ask that you stay tuned with us. We have 3 shows weekly. On Mondays, we have Relentless Pursuit with Philandus Harris and Tamika Sanders. They are reaching out to the millennial generation and changing the thought process of our youth. On Tuesdays, we have Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and yours truly, Coach D. We are breaking down the barriers and the walls that women have built up around themselves due to past pains, past hurts from other women. So we are building sisterhood through unity on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then again on Thursday nights, we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we are dealing with those areas that have caused us pain and great suffering. And we are learning that life is full of pain. Life is full of pain, but it's not to sit on. It is to be processed. There is something to gain in the pain. So we thank you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to fellowshipping with you again on next week. Have a good evening.